Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Spectrum Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Marvel, and for today's episode, we are traveling all the way over to Italy. I am talking with an amazing mom, Flavia, over in Tuscany, all about her amazing kid who is on the spectrum. We talk all about getting diagnosed and school, and we talk a lot about some of the differences between treatment and treatment options in Italy as compared to over here in America. So I thought it was really cool just to get a completely different perspective. I know over in America, things can differ greatly between different states and even different cities and different counties and things like that. But it was really awesome to hear a completely different perspective from an amazing mom on the other side of the world. So I really hope you guys enjoy my interview with Flavia.
All right, I'm back, and I am pleased to be joined by Flavia all the way from Italy. How's it going?
Pretty well. It's very hot. We are in Tuscany, so we are on the West Coast, so it's pretty cool right now. But, you know, it's Italy in summer, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And I was talking to you a little bit earlier. You have two kids. How old are they?
Yeah, I have Rebecca. She is 12. And Thomas, my little kid in the spectrum, is 9 and a half.
Okay. Oh, they're pretty much the same age as my two oldest boys. I have Alex is 12, Daniel's 9, and Oliver is 4. So let's talk about Thomas. He is on the spectrum. You know, do you want to go back to the beginning of his story of when he was diagnosed?
That's fine. The thing is, it was my second child, so I just started to see signs very, very, very early. So early that all the doctors just told me that I was obsessed about having a kid with troubles.
Okay.
I started to see something when he was 17 months. Something happened through those days. He went to the hospital, but probably the trauma just brought everything out very quickly. Something that probably I would have discovered like 6 months later.
Right.
But anyway, we went to the doctor, the first doctor, because we went to many doctors at the age of 18. And everybody used to tell us that it was very early, that we could have seen something else, we could be wrong or many, many things. But me and my husband were very sure about seeing something different. So anyway... Yeah.
I'm sorry, not to interrupt, but did you suspect it was autism or like what kind
of... I was sure about it.
Signs were you seeing?
First of all, from one day to another, he stopped answering.
Okay.
He stopped looking at us. And stimming started to be frequent and very insistent through the days. And it had nothing to do about of little cars, lines of toys, things like that. But stimming was very strong, not turning the head anymore, not answering. And it was in his world, totally outside of reality.
Got it.
So that was the thing. So after 6 months of going everywhere, we got the diagnosis officially. We have different system because Italy is divided in 20 regions, like 20 little states, or
okay.
I will say that will be like your counties. But anyway, we have different system in each region. So we have bureaucracy. It's pretty long in here. Probably you heard about that. The Italy, it's very, pretty much long with bureaucracy. Yeah. But anyway, official diagnosis after 14 days of medical visits and checks and controls and everything.
Okay.
Anyway, severe autism, nonverbal diagnosis.
And how old was Thomas when he was finally diagnosed?
24 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's it. Very easy. We were very sure. So, you know.
Now, just based on our own experience.
Yeah.
When we saw some of the similar issues with Alex, we had to take him to a specialist here. But there was this was like 8 years ago, so I'm just estimating. It was about a 6-month wait just for that initial appointment to be seen by a specialist. Similar wait times.
That's right. The first thing is the first, probably it's the quickest one. Then once you have the diagnosis, then you wait forever to be put somewhere.
Got it.
So, yeah, that's the main difference. And we have different systems in different regions, so you don't get the same therapies wherever you go. For example, we go for what they call in Italy. I don't know if it's right to say that, but they call it a psychoeducational therapy. It's like floor time therapy with a therapist.
Okay.
And some areas they give you ABA. So it's not the same everywhere you go.
Got it.
They give you a few hours. Then if you want to do more, you have to pay and it costs a fortune.
Okay.
We don't have personally, Thomas doesn't have any speech therapy because they said it wasn't worth to have speech therapy with him.
Does he use any kind of like a communication device?
Yeah, AAC.
Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Actually, just to give you an idea, I'm one of three moms of the page that you're we got in contact.
Yes,
our three kids are three. Yeah, our kids are three nonverbal.
Okay.
One starts to be minimally verbal, so they decided to. That's okay to go on speech therapy, but can be like an hour per week. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, to give you an idea, if you want to go for like a package of 8 hours plus 1 hour of speech therapy privately, you go roughly around $1,200 a month.
Okay, that's a lot.
Which is an entire salary here.
Okay.
Yeah. So we go where healthcare gave us the chance to go for a few hours. Then if you have the chance...
Now,
that's how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what kind of school does Thomas go to?
Okay. In Italy, it doesn't exist a special need school.
Okay.
We go to public schools, and we have, for example, Thomas goes from 8:30 to 4:30 because we're working. That's what we call the full-time elementary school. And the teacher, special need teacher, because we have special need teachers for special need childs.
Right.
And 22 hours over the 40 hours to cover. Then you take some hours of the therapies off. I don't know if this sounds clear.
Yep.
And the latest few hours that you have, we get some, let's say they call it, and depends on the level of the spectrum.
Okay.
So it's totally covered, but not all the kids are totally covered.
Yeah, I know. And it's so complicated. Even here, Alex goes to a typical public school here as well, and he spends in like the general education classroom. And then the other half of his day in the autism support classroom. And, you know, so that's separate, but from like getting services in our house, if we wanted to do any kind of therapy in, you know, outside of school, inside of school, he has his classes. He gets, you know, he could get speech if he needed it. He's done occupational therapy, you know, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. So now Thomas is 9 years old, you said. What does like a typical day look like for him? Is he still in school until 4:30 in the afternoons or?
Okay. Italy has school from 15 September to 15 of June.
Okay.
Because then we don't have AC, so it's too hot to go to school.
Yeah.
And so what happens? Typical day in winter is we have therapies in the morning, then we go to school. Then when we finally get home around 5, he's exhausted. So it's pretty much, he's an Italian little, very angry man. And so what happens? We have some play, YouTube, you know that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes, universal. Then after that, we have some issues, extra autism, like problems with his sleep. And so our days are very long. In summer, it's different. We don't have to find a place where we go, like summer camps for special needs child. It's not almost possible. So what we do is we have some local association for autism that you're part of, and you put some money on it, and they get some funds from the special occasions, like for the Autism Awareness Day, they get some funds because we do something, something like that. And so they give you part of the benefit summer camp, but it's like 2 times a week. That's it. Because the thing, it's one-to-one, so they cannot cover the expenses.
Okay.
So we try, if we go to work, we try to go to the summer camp if it's possible, a babysitter, because our parents are all working. And we go to work for the rest of the hours. We live by the sea, so it's pretty much easy. Even if you have 2 hours, you go and you go for a swim.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes by car from here. But wow. you know that days are very long.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, even now with Alex, he goes to summer camp and he's completely exhausted at the end of it, and you know. Sleeps. He's going to be 13. And sleep's still an issue with us. So, I can see what you're going through. Now this is where like Instagram is great, because I found you. I came in contact with you through your page, The Shape of Autism. You mentioned it earlier that you run this page with 2 other moms. Did you say?
Yeah. Linda and Kiara.
Okay.
We are all 40 years old. Yeah.
Are they, do they live nearby or?
Yeah. Yeah, really nearby.
How did you guys do this?
Actually, we just met at the door going on therapies.
Okay.
So one day was hello. Next day, did you sleep? Next day, are we going for a coffee? And then we started our relationship as best friends.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah. And actually, we really wanted to open, we opened first a blog and then the Instagram page. And we really wanted to, we realized that in Italy, not as the, you know, it's not so brave to talk about autism and things like that. So we really wanted to give a move to those people, especially because we are living this thing pretty easily. What I mean is we really wanted to see a nice side of the story. We are people that we travel, we do things, even with all these issues. Our thing is to give a very nice message to the people that even if there are troubles, even if there are disabilities or diversity or whatever, you can do it.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. And I completely agree with you. We haven't let any of Alex's difficulties stop us from, you know, going on vacations and trying, you know, different things and different experiences with him and his brothers. So I totally agree. And I absolutely love your message that you're trying to spread over there.
Grazie. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really enjoyed connecting with you and hearing about, you know, how, you know, parents of autistic kids, you know, in different parts of the world, just about their daily lives and things like that.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah. What is now, if people want to connect with you on Instagram, what is the name of your Instagram page?
It's The Shape of Autism.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Fred. Have a nice day.
And before I forget, here is the Spectrum Dad joke of the week. I told my wife that a husband is like a fine wine. We just get better with age. The next day, she locked me in the cellar. I'll talk to you guys next week. Don't forget to leave those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at the Spectrum Dad Pod. Talk to you guys next week.